Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wild card in August, and they've been able to make it into the postseason. Here is Joe Espada on the story, and that is Yordan Alvarez, who has not been in since he slid in and sprained his right knee. He said it would be up in the air Friday about his availability to play in the postseason. This is the latest from the manager.
Yeah, so he's about to go and start hitting right now in the cage. And we also want him to go outside and run. So once I get to see those things, I'll give you a little bit more here, probably post-workout.
Ooh. I'm assuming that'll be before the show's out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully he can go and...
In the lineup, no brace.
Need him to be. And because I don't, like... I heard In the Loop saying this, you know, they still feel really confident even if Yordan's not there. I don't know. In these three game sets where it's just three games and like the how vital the first one is, especially with Scrooble going in the first game, you need to have your dude because the panic that sets in after you lose the one,
Detroit's a really hot baseball team at the moment, playing their best ball when you'd like to play your best ball. Not that you can't play good ball early on. We made that point last night on the post game show for the Texans, but they're really hot of late. In the month of September, I lost track, but they ain't lost but a couple of games, especially if you exclude the last couple here against the White Sox, and they're one of the better pitching teams in Major League Baseball. They're putting up good numbers, whether it's Scooble or the whole group. And I only say all that to say, in those games, one swing of the bat could change something. If you get a classic matchup between Scooble and Fromber, obviously, all of a sudden, one swing of the bat could absolutely change it. And the guy that you would bet on to do that. More times than anybody is Yordan. So yeah, absolutely, you need it.
And the pressure of game two, if you lose, and I think for the home team, the pressure's really high. If you lose game one,
mm-hmm.
And you lose game one with Framber, now you feel good about Hunter Brown and the start he gives, but you like in this situation, like the Astros, whatever their expectation for them. As if you've heard, what is it, Tyler, with the banners? Like, yeah, what's the promo running that you
the mentioned? Astros are in October for one reason, man. That's to hang them banners.
That's right, to hang them banners. The Detroit Tigers had no business being here. Baby, they house money right now. They're going to play loosey-goosey. Never really said that before, but they'll be loose.
Came out clean, there. Man. Good job.
They'll be loose out there. So, you know, there is a little bit of pressure in you. And you want to have your big gun in there if he can go. So, yes, you're confident. Yes, you got guys absolutely that can get it done with obviously Altuve and Tucker and Bregman and Diaz and what he's done this year down the line. But he changes the entirety of the lineup.
Absolutely agree.
He changes the entirety of the lineup.
And it doesn't matter. And the thing is, it doesn't matter who's on the mound.
No.
Doesn't matter who he's facing. He changes. He makes it.
Bubba will have some concerns about how he attacks him, even if he is left-handed.
Absolutely.
That's one to watch. And the games tomorrow, I think they're all at the same time, right? 1 o'clock, 1:08, I believe, is that's the game time on ABC. All three games will be at the same time. At least the first two games and the third one, if necessary.
1:30.
On ABC, 1:30. 1:30 must have been pregame. I saw it. 1:08. 1:30 is when the games kick off. ABC tomorrow. So these are huge, huge ball games. Obviously, hopefully, Yordan Alvarez is able to be in the lineup. That is our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on your iPhone 16.
Big 3-3, number 2.
Gabe Davis now goes back to ETN, who's pushed to his end zone. ETN in trouble, and he's going to be buried by Neville Hewitt, but they're going to keep him out at the 1, the officials say. In any case, it is over. The Houston Texans come back to beat the Jaguars 24-20. A final drive to remember as Stroud found Dario Gunbowale for the game winner. Defense just had to kill the final 12 seconds, and the Houston Texans go to 3-1, solidifying their lead in the AFC South.
All right, as you heard there, they win there and damn near just take Jacksonville completely out of it, as they are 0-4. And then the Texans obviously 3-1 there, and they've got two wins in the division, which is huge. It wasn't the best game, but I mean, quite honestly, just being honest, it's how the games have looked, how they've played throughout the first four. Clinton, I guess I would ask you this and the people, just how are you feeling after that win? They're 3-1. They've taken control of the division. And with wins over the teams that I think most people thought would finish behind them. But based on what you're seeing, 24-20, how are you feeling about the Texans?
I don't feel any different than I felt last week. I'm not confident. I feel like my 9-game win season is about on track, about where I think the level ball they're playing. I don't feel good about it. Other than the W, other than, you know, CJ Stroud. Defense locked it up in the fourth quarter. CJ Stroud obviously put the cape on late and took advantage of a big time moment against a poor defense. I love seeing that. The thrill of victory is obviously there, but if we're being completely honest, there's still penalty problems. You still can't run the football. There's still, you know, some explosives that that caused you problems there on the defensive side of the football. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't miss two or three throws, that game's completely different. You're two scores down, maybe even three scores down. So, I mean, there's plenty of concern, no doubt about it.
Yeah, text line coming in. The O-line is going to be the death of the Texans in January against a good defense. Listen, man, they fought to get the win, and that's what they needed to do. We heard DeMeco say after the game, however it happens, whoever it is, they had the W. But I heard Figgy saying it felt like a loss, is what he said earlier. It's just from what to me, it's what your expectations are, right? And I think there are some people whose expectations may be, hey, let's just take another step. Take another step this year. And if that is your expectations, I think Sunday was a pretty good day for you. Hey, you're taking another step. They won a tough game late.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.